Life is a journey. What's your story? And I'll tell you, Lindsay Grove has an incredible story. She is the CEO of Hypathia, collaborative company specializing in working with nonprofits. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So the Hypathia Collaborative is a vendor network of small businesses and nonprofit consultants that provide a comprehensive suite of capacity building services. So that could be marketing, grant writing, fundraising, accounting, all the stuff that you need to really do the business side of nonprofit management. We really want to help clients focus on their mission rather than on the sort of business side of running their nonprofit, but we also want to make sure they have the capacity to grow and really meet the needs of the community.
And tell us about some of the nonprofits that you're working with.
So we're very fortunate to have a grant through the city of St. Petersburg in partnership with the Pinellas Community Foundation to provide free capacity building services to nonprofits located and or serving people in St. Pete. So we are actually just getting ready to launch our first cohort of 10 nonprofits. But we've had all kinds of folks come to us. We've got folks that work in the mental health space. We've got folks that are in the arts world. We're really trying to make sure that we have a diverse cohort of people to really learn and grow from each other, as well as build, you know, their ability to better serve the community we live in.
What is wonderful is that the greenhouse is here. There's good support, but nonprofit is a particular silo, and it has particular needs. What do you think are some of the important things that you're going to be teaching to this cohort as you launch?
That's a great question. We really are seeing a lot of folks that want to learn more about how to make sure that they have financial sustainability. We know it's really important for nonprofits to diversify their revenue streams. So that could be, you know, being better at grant writing and or identifying good grant writers. Also, understanding how to do fee-for-service as a part of, you know, building that revenue stream, and also having a really robust fundraising strategy, building a good donor base, as well as putting on events, those kinds of things. Those are all really, really important as nonprofits grow their own business, as well as, you know, diversify the kinds of services they provide.
Can you tell us some of the people who will be in your first 10 cohort?
We don't know yet. So we're actually, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we will be releasing that information, but please stay tuned. Today we're actually talking about who will be in our first cohort. So it's really exciting.
And where will you host this?
So we will be really having most of our nonprofits come into here, Thrive, in downtown St. Pete. We'll be having them come in, meet each other, have some networking events as well as some professional development events, but they'll really be working with our network of 13 and, you know, counting vendors in our vendor network.
Well, I met a couple of your people today, Naomi and Bradley, and tell me a little bit about how your journey has led to the launch of this incredibly supportive and innovative company.
Thank you. So I have been working in the nonprofit space for over 10 years. I'm a public health practitioner by trade and really started another business with a friend of mine doing just grant writing because we saw a huge need for grant writing, especially for small and medium-sized nonprofits. So many of our large nonprofits have, you know, grant writers in-house that they, you know, are able to get the lion's share of resources in the community. And so my business partner and I really thought, hey, we can provide grant writing services to folks who are a little bit smaller and hopefully diversify the kinds of funded programs in the community. And even from there, we recognized the need for more comprehensive services. So not just grant writing, but having a good accountant to help make sure that your bookkeeping and your practices are good. Having a lawyer to make sure that your bylaws are in compliance with state and federal regulations, as well as like any other kind of legal issue a nonprofit might have. And so the idea of Hypathia was sort of born from there. And myself and Beatrice Farrell, who is another local entrepreneur, basically birthed Hypathia as a business. And now, again, we are very fortunate to have this amazing 3-year pilot program with the City of St. Pete and the Pinellas Community Foundation to be able to provide these services for free.
Let's talk about some of the sectors of grants. I find it amazing that people don't know there are corporate grants. There are federal grants. There are state grants. There are local grants. How do you navigate, if you're a charity or a nonprofit, how do you navigate finding out about grants?
That is a great question. One of the things that we've had to provide for nonprofits is really grant identification reports, because there are so many different databases, you know, to look for these kinds of opportunities. You know, the biggest one is grants.gov. You know, that's where you're going to find most of your federal grants. But, you know, some of those grants can be really daunting for nonprofits. The application process is really long. There's a lot, you know, required as a part of even just applying for funding in general. But there are other places. Candid has a great directory of foundations as well as grant opportunities. The state of Florida puts out RFPs, but you kind of have to know where to go, and you have to make sure that you're registered as a vendor on some of these procurement databases. And that's just essentially the government and foundation side. There are lots of local foundations and grant makers who have their own websites where they put out grant applications. And so that's one of the benefits of working with a grant writer, is that typically they know where to find these kinds of things and are always keeping track of where and when those opportunities come out. My biggest tip for folks is really to, if you have a foundation that you've been looking at and that you're interested in because their grant making goals align with yours, is to subscribe to their newsletter. I subscribe to a lot of different foundation newsletters because that's typically where they put out their funding opportunities when they are, you know, just being launched. So if you can't work with a grant writer, I highly recommend, you know, subscribing to local grant making newsletters, you know, whether it's a community foundation, a private foundation, even if it's at the county or city level, definitely subscribe to whatever their mailing list is.
How did you go about getting city backing? Because that's the city does so much, and we cover this a lot at Radio St. Pete. Talk to me a little bit about that process.
So we had to go through a procurement process just like everyone else. So the funding that we received is actually pass-through funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. The city of St. Pete got a pot of money that they decided to use, some of it for affordable housing and some of it for social and health equity. We're in that social and health equity bucket. And so our, I would like to say, sister ARPA project within that bucket is the Hubs. And that's a one-stop shop for people who are in crisis. So you can come to the Hubs and they'll help you navigate all of the different kinds of support services. And we essentially are the, you know, nonprofit support kind of hub, if you want to think about it that way. So that's really exciting. We really advocated for trying to pilot this model because we really felt like what we're called is a shared services organization. So again, we have a network of folks that can provide these services. And our hypothesis is if we provide these services fractionally, we can actually decrease costs for small nonprofits.
I just love what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about your name of the company and what Hypatia means.
Sure. So Hypatia was the first female philosopher. She was born in Alexandria, and her father really believed that she had the intelligence and talent to be an amazing, you know, contributor to all of the different sciences that were going on at the time. So this was during a time where women were actually not allowed to learn or be a part of educational spaces, but she was able to contribute to the fields of geometry and astronomy because of the fact that her father felt like it was a really important thing for her to be educated. And so we wanted to honor her, and as a way to, it's really a metaphor for, if you give people and organizations the resources that they need to reach their potential, they can do amazing things and really contribute to their community. And that's why we're called the Hypatia Collaborative.
Well, you know, Lindsay, I'm reminded of Maya Angelou's famous quote, "Try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud."
Love that.
And you are. Thank you so much for being here. Let's just spell out how they can email you.
Sure. You can email me. So it's Lindsay, L-I-N-S-E-Y. There's no D. At Hypatia Collaborative, that's H-Y-P-A-T-I-A, collaborative.co.
Thank you. Now, if you go to the website, you'll have this under audio blogs. We'll repeat all this information. But Lindsay, we thank you so much for sharing how you're illuminating this community.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to being on again and talking more about the nonprofit ecosystem here.
We will see you next month, and we look forward to hearing more from you. Thank you.
Thanks.